Welcome, everybody. This is Nurse Heidi Ministries, and I'm Dr. Mary Craig. We are in a new series, Blessing of the Lord. This message of March 18, 2022 is the introduction. So let's open with prayer. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. And we thank you, Lord, that you are so willing to bless your people, to bless and to be gracious and merciful and someone to whom we can come to find your favor. We thank you, Lord, for the body and blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of perfect obedience. We thank you, Lord, that this was such a radical obedience, it even goes to the death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin and to satisfy divine justice. We thank you, Lord God, that death could not hold Jesus Christ. He had no personal sin, but he became the sin offering in our place. And we thank you, Lord, that he rose again the third day, and he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, God the Son, Son of God. And so, Lord God, today we thank you that Jesus is coming again. We thank you, Lord, that for the Holy Spirit, and we ask now that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth to guide us into the truth of your word, to come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, to reveal Jesus Christ to us and the blessing of the Lord, and to grant us wisdom, Lord. We ask for wisdom for the days in which we now live. And, Lord, we bless your name. We bless you, Lord, and we ask for your blessing upon us and upon this message today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so humans are blessed at the beginning, Genesis 1, verses 22 and 28. This was part of the what we call the creation mandate, and also the covenant of creation. Some call it the Adamic covenant, the covenant made with Adam. And Adam forfeited that blessing through rebellion. We read that in Genesis 3. And then God blesses humans when he seeks reconciliation through Abraham and his descendants in Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. So the book of Genesis lays the foundation for all of the history of redemption. This story of God's work of redemption continues throughout the rest of the Old Testament. So listen to Genesis 1, verse 20. And God said, "Let the waters bring abundantly the moving creature that has life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And verse 21 through 23. So God created the great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters teemed according to their kinds, and every bird of flight after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the seas and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply the earth." From Genesis 1, 22 again. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air." and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. That is Genesis 1, verse 28. So Adam and Eve were in charge of having dominion. They were given dominion. This is not domination. This is not exploitation. This is caring for God's good creation. And let's see, when we think about Genesis 1, verse 22, and God blessed them. To bless is to wish well. You wish well to something or someone. Genesis 27, verse 4, Numbers 6, verse 23. In the case of God blessing inanimate things, it signifies to make them to prosper and be abundant. Exodus 23, verse 25, Job 1, verse 10, Psalm 65, verse 11. The nature of the blessing pronounced upon the animal creation had reference to their propagation and increase. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. The wordplay combination, be fruitful and multiply, became a regular formula of blessing. See, when God gives commandment, there is blessing in that commandment. Okay, and to see that, we could look at Genesis 24, verse 60, Genesis 35, verse 11, Genesis 48, verse 4, Psalm 128, verses 3 and 4. The divine benediction. Benediction means a good word. Benediction. The divine benediction was not simply a wish, but by the bare intimation of his purpose. God affects what people will seek by entreaty. In other words, they're asking entreaty. Nor was it meaningless that the words of benediction were addressed to the creatures. It was designed to teach that the force of the divine word was not meant to be transient, but being infused into their natures to take root and constantly bear fruit. And that was John Calvin from the pulpit commentary. So multiply means to become much, many, or great. Genesis 1, 27 and 28 again. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and every creature that crawls upon the earth. In Genesis 5, 2, male and female, he created them, and he blessed them. And in the day they were created, he called them man. Genesis 8, 17, bring out all the living creatures that are within you, birds, livestock, and everything that crawls upon the ground, so that they can spread out over the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon it. And that's referencing Noah. In Genesis 9, 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Genesis 9, 7, but as for you, be fruitful and multiply, spread out across the earth and multiply upon it. Leviticus 26, verse 9, I will turn toward you and make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will establish my covenant with you. And what is to be our response to this blessing of the Lord? Well, we're told. Many times God says, say to me, or bring me these words, or do this. And he provides in the Word of God our proper response, the proper response. And what is to be our response to this blessing of the Lord? Psalm 69, verse 34. Job had called on heaven and earth, to sympathize with him in his distress. Job 16:18-19. So David would have them to partake in his joy and his deliverance in Psalm 69:34. Psalm 148:1. Hallelujah, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the highest places. Isaiah 44:23. Sing for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, O depths of the earth. Break forth in song, O mountains, you forests, and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and revealed his glory in Israel. Isaiah 49:13. Shout for joy, O heavens. Rejoice, O earth. Break forth in song, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and he will have compassion on his afflicted ones. Isaiah 55:12. You will indeed go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Sing, shout for joy, sing to the Lord a new song. Let's be glad in our hearts as we join together with the creation to praise him. And to do that, you can think about Psalm 96, Psalm 97, and Psalm 98, just as an example. You'll see this over and over again. We will see how the living God works through covenant to form relationship with his creation and with the people he calls to live in covenantal relationship with him. He blesses through his commandments, imperatives like, let light be. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then God said, it's really let light be. Now, it's often translated, let there be light. There's a little bit of distinction there. Let light be. So God is commanding light to come into existence. Let light be. And this is what God does. Jesus calls God's commandment life in John 12. In John 12, Jesus predicted his own death. He would be lifted up, death by crucifixion. But the people challenged Jesus, and many did not believe. Some, however, did believe. And so we're going to be looking at this now in context. John 12, verses 27 to... long, well, to 50. Okay, John 12, verses 27 to 50. Let's just listen. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, they heard this, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all people unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how do you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not whither he goes, doesn't know where he's going. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spoke Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. And in him, in Jesus, is life. But some didn't believe. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. But some believe in Jesus. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praises of men more than the praise of God. That's not a good thing, because we're to confess Jesus Christ before people. And if we confess him publicly, and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are not ashamed of Christ, then he will confess us before his Father and the holy angels. So, you see, this is not a good thing. Be afraid of the consequence of being put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of people more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, he that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sent me, he that sees me, sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. And that's from John 12. In John chapter 12. Okay, this is an introduction to this Bible study, the blessing of the Lord. We will be exploring what it means to be blessed. We will, in the process, likewise explore the favor of the Lord. We will put the living, sovereign, and supreme God in his place and ourselves in our place. Hopefully, we will come to understand the role of obedience and the hope we call the blessed hope, and this life of which Jesus says, I know that his commandment is life everlasting. It might be a long journey. When I start a new Bible study, I never know how long it's going to take us. Sometimes it's years, but it just might further our lifelong repentance unto life. We will need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us and to grant us wisdom, that we might walk in wisdom in our days. Father God, we thank you that you have, I believe, asked to have this taught at this time in history, and that we might know how to please you, what brings the blessing of the Lord into our lives, what the favor of the Lord is, and can understand your grace and mercy and these things that you are so willing to do in our lives and to be in our lives. Because, Lord, I know that your desire is to bless. Help us as we go through this study to be in a position where we can be blessed by you. And, Lord, and that we'll see how the blessing of the Lord comes to us. And we know, God, that this is through covenant relationship for your people primarily. But you are good to all in some ways, and you are good to some in others. So, God, I pray today that we will believe in Jesus, that we will believe Jesus. He says, believe him when he says. And so, Lord, help us to believe Jesus, and help us to believe what Jesus believes. So we ask you, Lord, to grant us the repentance unto life, and grant us the faith to believe, that we might walk in the favor of the Lord, in the blessing of the Lord, in obedience to what you say and who you are. We give you all the glory for this. You are a great God and a great being, eternal and infinite and unchangeable. And so we thank you, God, today. We thank you for the great blessing today. We thank you for the great blessing of the forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. Help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that we might know you, for this is eternal life, that we might know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.